Hi, everybody. Happy New Year. I hate this song, though. It's so corny.
Should all acquaintance be forgot?
I bet you don't know who's singing this right now. It's Susan Boyle.
Should all
remember Susan Boyle? She was the big fat pig that was on Britain's Got Talent. And they all said, oh my God, a big fat pig could sing. Let's sign her to a record contract. And everybody loved her. Everybody pretended not to make fun of her because she's a big fat pig. But she's terrible looking. She's named after a boil on your ass. Oh, I so hate this song. It goes on and on forever. I'm so sorry to subject you to this. But hey, if I gotta listen to it, so do you. Oh my gosh, she's so ugly. She proves that Britain's got no talent. Fuck that, I've had enough of it. Let's go. We need some American rock and roll. Little Metallica. I like to pretend I'm Lars Ulrich and bag my pots and pans. Come on. Bang your head. Oh, this is such good music. Why this never got played on American radio? We had it back in my home, back in Louisiana, I mean. Why is this not New Year's End theme? So much better than that stupid Auld Lang Syne stuff. That's so terrible and awful. Susan Boyle is more unfuckable than the sheep in Scotland where she come from. I think the ranchers thought she was a sheep. But then she stood upright. And she went back. Bang your head like me. That's right. It's the Big Angry Phil podcast, number 76. And this is the last one of the year, so let's make it a good one, okay? Come on. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, that is so good and so wonderful. I love it. Anyway, I am imitating a very, very special man by the name of Tommy Wiseau. And if you don't know who that is, what the hell is wrong with you? You're on the internet all day. For God's sake, go to Google. Look up Tommy Wiseau. There's a movie about him right now called The Disaster Artist, starring James Franco. He plays Tommy, and he does a very good job. Really, it's the only good movie out this year. What do you want, another superhero movie? I'm superhero. He made the greatest movie ever made, The Room. Wrote, produced, starred, directed, did everything. Put a big billboard in Hollywood, you couldn't miss it. Best movie ever. I talked about it in podcast one. Come on, where this rock you live under. This right here is best seen in history of cinema. Come on.
I never hit you.
She's a lying bitch.
You shouldn't have any secrets from me. I'm your future husband.
Some call it fiancé,
sure,
but I don't like that word.
Maybe I'll change my mind.
Don't talk like that. What do you mean?
What do you think? Women change their minds all the time.
No kidding.
You must be kidding, aren't you?
You must be kidding, aren't you? That's how I wrote it, I swear.
And wash up and go to bed.
How dare you talk to me like that? You should tell me everything.
I can't talk right now.
Why, Lisa?
Now she can't talk.
Please. You're part of my life. You are everything. I could not go on without you, Lisa.
You're scaring me.
You are lying. I never hit you.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa. Let's see Harrison Ford do that scene. I bet you he cannot do it. Anyway, this stupid, useless woman, Lisa, reminded me of other stupid, useless women, the WNBA. Have you ever heard of them? That's right, the Women's National Basketball Association. I have not heard of such a thing. I don't think a lot of people know it's even there. It's the WNBA. It started in 1996. Because they figure, hey, women could play basketball too, but no, they cannot. They play for only 3 months a year. Can you believe that? And they want to be paid equally. What a stupid idea. There's 12 teams. There's 6 in the Eastern and 6 in the Western. I'll bet you didn't know that. And they have such stupid names. The Atlanta Dream, the Chicago Sky. And on ESPN, they just say the Dream versus the Sky like anybody knows who the hell they are. The Connecticut Sun. Yes, when I think of Connecticut, I think of the Sun. Indiana Fever. New York Liberty. The Washington Mystics. The Dallas Wings. That's the stupidest one of all. The Las Vegas Aces. They used to be in San Antonio. They moved to Las Vegas. Now they call themselves the Aces. I would have thought another game and called them the Las Vegas Craps. The Los Angeles Sparks. The Minnesota Lynx. Phoenix Mercury and Seattle Storm. I bet they're all ugly as sin. Like, I can't tell the coaches from the players. They put the capacity of the arena. Like, that fucking matters. Like, anybody goes to these games, there's like about 50 lesbians and that's it. It's a big waste of time, but we can't say anything about it because they're all women and they'll be upset. They can't dunk, they can't shoot, they can't dribble. I bet they pee standing up. And say, what a waste of time. Why do we have this? Well, while I was thinking about this, I realized there's another major league sport I didn't even know we had. And I'm not talking about that stupid soccer. I'm talking about lacrosse. Lacrosse, we have a major league lacrosse in America. I thought we just play football. What is this lacrosse? George Carlin, what is this lacrosse?
Lacrosse? Lacrosse is not a sport. Lacrosse is a faggot college activity.
See, that's what I always thought it was. Why do we have a major league lacrosse
that's
now?
Right. Anytime you're standing in a field with a stick with a net on the end of it, you're engaged in a faggot college activity.
Exactly. These goofy guys are standing out there. It looks like they have one of those pool cleaners or something. And they're throwing a ball to each other. It's like some kind of weird hockey, except it's not as fun. Let me look at this. Let me read into this a little bit. Major League Lacrosse is a semi-professional. It's not even professional. It's semi. Oh my God. These guys are amateurs. Semi. Field lacrosse league consisting of 9 teams. How weird is that? Shouldn't you have an even number? What does the odd man out do? In the United States, where I'm from, the league's inaugural season was 2001. Who even knew that? I guess 9/11 killed that whole thing, huh? Teams play 14 regularly seasoned games. Oh my, they don't even play as many as the WNBA. What slackers. From late April to early August, everybody's watching baseball. Hello, stupid people. With a 4-team playoff. Who cares? 4 teams out of 9 go to the playoffs. That's sorry. That's like a participation award. The championship trophy is called the Steinfeld Cup. I mean, could this be any more Jewish? Oh my God. Stupid thing probably looks like menorah or something. Both teams typically score between 10 and 20 goals each game. Major League Lacrosse averaged 3,844 spectators per game. They're lying. There's no way it was that many. As a semi-professional league, MLL players earn annual salaries in the $10,000 to $25,000 range. They might as well be flipping burgers. Players and staff generally hold other jobs. Well, of course. Why would they play such a stupid game? It doesn't pay any money. Nobody looks at it. Nobody cares. And the league does not provide health insurance coverage. Now, here's how it was founded. Here are the morons that founded this stupid league that nobody cares about. Major League Lacrosse was founded in 1999 by Jake Steinfeld, Dave Morrow, and Tim Robertson, whoever the hell they are. Steinfeld, oh, I love that program. It's so funny. Is the creator of Body by Jake line of exercise equipment and videos. Oh, he one of those video, hey, get up, exercise, you weak motherfucker. Yeah, he's one of those guys. I don't think he the guy with the muscles, though. He's the little Jewish guy pulling the puppet strings. Hey, you get off your butt and exercise. Morrow is a former All-American lacrosse player at Princeton. Yes, exactly. Faggot college activity. And the president of Warrior Sports. Tim Robertson is the son of televangelist Pat Robertson. Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, now you know what we're up against. A bunch of snooty, fruity, fucking lacrosse players and a son of a televangelist. Oh, my God. Major League Lacrosse began regular season play in June 2001 with six teams in northeastern U.S., yes, the worst part of the country. Split into two divisions, the American division included teams in Boston, Bridgeport, Connecticut, and on Long Island. You like how I did that, Long Island? I try. The national division includes teams in Baltimore, New Jersey, or Rochester. I mean, who cares about these stupid places in the Northeast? These fruity people with their stupid games. It's like that candlepin bowling they have there. They might as well have Major League Candlepin Bowling. That would be even more exciting than this. The MLL played a 14-game regular season in its first 2 years. Then the schedule was cut to 12 games because they were a bunch of pussies. In 2003, the New Balance shoe became a founding member and major sponsor. Oh, there you go. It's a bunch of shoe people owning these dumb puppets. New Balance founder and CEO Jim Davis. Oh, I love that Garfield he draws. So funny. Got very involved in the operation of the league, including providing financial support. Davis still owns two franchises, the Dallas Rattlers and the Florida Launch. Oh, these stupid team names. Let me look at these team names that we got here. Oh, I can't believe there's so many. The Atlanta Blaze. Anybody in Atlanta going to see the Atlanta Blaze? You're stupid. The Boston Cannons. Yes, because they're always shooting off mouth. I get joke. The Charlotte Hounds. Are they calling them dogs? Oh, hi, doggy. The Chesapeake Bayhawks. Where the fuck is Chesapeake? That's not even a real city. The Dallas Rattlers. Come on, in Texas. They're not going to watch this faggy game. The Denver Outlaws. They're too high. They don't care. They play in the football stadium. Holds 76,000. How the fuck many people are going to see this? The Florida Launch. The New York Lizards. What the fuck does New York have to do with lizards? Why not rats or cockroaches? I don't understand these names. The Ohio Machine. Where Ohio? I don't even know where. This is so stupid. And there's teams that didn't even make it, like the Philadelphia Barrage. The New Jersey Gay Pride. Well, it just says New Jersey Pride. We know what they're talking about. Oh, we had a team here in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Riptide. Did you know that? Did you know we had a team here? They tried to push this Northeast stupid game on us. We said, fuck you, motherfucker. Take that bullshit right out of here. It lasted 2 years. Oh, my God. San Francisco, how, what, too? The Dragons. I get it. Funny joke they make there. Also lasted 2 years. The Chicago Machine. I guess they played in Ohio now. The Ohio Machine. Unless it's different machine. I don't know. And the Hamilton Nationals. Hamilton not even in a fucking American town. Oh, this is so stupid, this game. Who watches this game? Well, maybe I'm missing out. Maybe I should take a look at a lacrosse event from last year, see if this is anything worth watching, huh? This is the Ohio Machine at the New York Lizards. Let's go.
So the Lizards.
Oh, my God. They're a giant football field with football markers still on the field. So I don't know what markers supposed to be for this game.
Yeah,
And they have soccer veteran. Markers, too.
Malone gets it over to Harrison.
Nobody cares about this sport.
Now Stanwyck.
I don't even know what's going on. Hustle? I can't see the ball or anything. All I see, a bunch of Fruit Loops running around
his
in shorts.
His man, hands free,
with pool skimmers.
I like what I see out of Ohio right now. They're
like what I see. I don't even know what I see. I don't even know which one Ohio.
To get up high on the scoreboard today.
This is so stupid.
Much needed victory. Here's Holman being guarded by the
rookie. I don't know which one Holman. I don't know. It looked like this being shot with cell phone. This is Major League Lacrosse. This is on the Lacrosse Network. Do you have Lacrosse Network? If you do, call DirecTV and tell them to get that shit off of there. I'm not paying for this. I am not. Oh, did somebody score? I don't know. I can barely see net. Look at stands. Not one person in there. Where is that crowd noise coming from? From 10 people. From 10 people on the sidelines related to fag players. This is the biggest joke I've ever seen. You got to be fucking kidding me. Who would watch this? Who the fuck would sit and watch this? I would rather watch golf.
Fletcher with the GB.
I would rather fucking watch golf. I would rather watch WNBA than this.
You couldn't go down 3-0.
You couldn't go down 3-0 because now it's 2-0. Then it'd be 3-0. And that would be embarrassing. As stupid as that is, do you believe there's a professional women's lacrosse league? That they can't be left out of anything. I'm not fucking kidding. They have a women's lacrosse league. The United Women's Lacrosse League is a professional women's lacrosse league because the male lacrosse league gets so many viewers. The women just say, hey, we want some of that over here. We could play this stupid game just as good as you men. It was co-founded in Boston. Of course it was. Everything stupid starts in Boston. By Digit Murphy. There's somebody named Digit. Somebody is out there named Digit. Who is this person? I don't know what they do. Oh, her name is Margaret, but she calls herself Digit because she's funny lesbian. Founded by Digit Murphy and Aronda Kirby of the Play It Forward Sports Foundation. Well, gee, thanks a lot. Nobody asked you. Who came up to you and say, hey, we need women to play lacrosse. Look at those guys getting all that attention and all that money. Oh my God, we need League 2. The league is composed of 4 teams. 4. They can't even have the same amount as the men. The Baltimore Ride. I don't want none of those bitches to ride me. None of them. The Boston Storm. The Long Island Sound. Oh, that's so clever. And the Philadelphia Force. Oh, so scary. The Force. The Force. Just like in those movies about those wars and the stars. The Force. So the Force is not with these ladies. I'll tell you that. Let's see if there's some exciting footage of women's lacrosse. I'm sure it'll be very interesting and much better than football.
Just over 26 minutes left, first half.
26 minutes? Holy shit, that's a long time to be sitting and watching nothing. Okay, where the two ladies are lined up and is something going to happen? Anything? They're just standing there.
Universities and campuses host
anything going to happen? Anything? Lightning strike them? Anything happen? Please. I beg you, something happen.
10-week season and then later.
Why does this exist? I have no idea.
All 4 teams make it. So off the draw,
it's a bunch of chicks running around the field. What are they doing? I don't know. They're ugly. They look like Amy Schumer. Terrible. They can't even catch ball. What is the purpose of this game? They blew a whistle. What, did she do something? You get fouled. You get a foul if you actually do something in this stupid game. Go do roller derby. Go do something interesting. This is a stupid, pointless activity. I don't understand why this exists. Why does this game exist? What is the purpose of this game? Nobody's watching. Nobody cares. Nobody knows it's even happening. Do anything else. They might as well have professional book club, professional crochet or something. This is just preposterous. These ladies need another activity. They need to get a job or something. Go home. Please your husband if that's allowed. I don't know. I've never seen a more boring, pointless game in my life. And the women said, oh, we need it to ourselves. Well, you can have it, ladies, because I'm out. I don't want any part of this ridiculous nonsense. And who is working the camera? It looked like high school production. It's not professional. Like the crew on The Room. Maybe take some lessons, guys. Ladies, you don't need to form a sport just because the men are doing it. Not everybody's watching this, okay? We don't care about your lacrosse team. We don't care about your soccer team, your basketball team. Any other team you got, we aren't watching, and neither are women. So you're wasting your time. And more importantly, you're wasting mine. Go fuck yourselves, please. Now, this next thing is something I'm a lot more interested in. These are all the famous people that died this year. Maybe not as famous as Tommy, but what can you do, right? Okay, here we go. Francine York, I don't know who that is. She died at the age of 80 after battling cancer. I wonder if she had breast cancer. The statuesque actress and beauty queen. Who is this woman? I never even heard of her. She was best known for her role as the bookworm, sexy Lydia Limpet on Nights. Oh, nobody cares, lady. You're dead. Go away. Next, William Peter Blatty. I don't know who this man is. William Peter, with too many names, first of all. He looked very Jewish, second of all. Writer and director William Peter Blatty died January 12th at age 89. Oh, he was old man. Who cares? Died of old age. Why is this even important? He was the author of the novel The Exorcist. Oh, a very funny movie. I like very much. Which turned into the iconic horror franchise, which most recently spawned a TV series on Fox. Oh, nobody watching that. Nobody care. Next, Tony Rosato. Who looked like who the boss? Who is this guy? Comedian Tony Rosato passed away at the age of 62. Oh, he a young fella. Born in Naples, Italy. Oh, he's one of those Dagos or something, whatever you call that. The actor immigrated to Canada. Oh, who cares about Canada? What's going on there? This guy's dead. Who cares? Next. Who's next? Miguel Ferrer. Ah, who are these people? Ah, I thought we had celebrities here. These are a bunch of nobodies. These people, I wouldn't spit on them if I saw them. NCIS LA star. Oh, God, these TV shows that nobody watches. Next, I don't care about you. Barbara Hale. Oh, you were on Perry Mason. Yes, very funny show. She died at the age of 94. Well, gee, I don't know how she died. She's 94. She old. Come on, just bury him and get over it already. John Hurt. Oh, I'll bet it hurt. He died. He was 77 years old. He looked like about 140. I'm glad he dead. Mary Tyler Moore. Oh, about fucking time. I've had her on my Deadpool for years and she would never go. Finally, she decided to say bye-bye. She died at the age of 80. God damn already. She got one foot in the grave long time ago. Next, Frank Pellegrino. I love your water. Died of lung cancer at 72. I don't know what you did. You're on The Sopranos. Okay, great. So is everybody else. Next, Al Jarreau. Grammy-winning jazz musician. Oh, jazz doesn't even count. Come on. He created the theme song to Moonlighting. Oh, you terrible man. Died at the age of 76. He was known as the Acrobat of Scat. Great, he knew how to take a shit. That's awesome. Moving on, I don't care about this guy. Next, Neil Fingleton. Who the hell is that? He looks like the guy that replaced Peter in The Room. The 7'7" British actor. Oh, he's a tall motherfucker. Who played Mag the Mighty of Game of Thrones. I don't watch that faggy show. Sorry, I'm the only one. Next, Bill Paxton. Oh, I know who he is. He's a very good actor. He's been in a million movies. Now he's playing a dead guy for a long, long time to come. Next, Judge Wapner. Oh, the People's Court. Yes, very, very funny show. I enjoy it. Now there's some ugly woman wearing his robe. I do not understand this. Have more respect. Next. Chuck Barris. Oh, yeah, he produced stupid game show, like the Dating Game and the Gong Show. Yeah, he's an idiot. I'm glad he did. Nobody will miss you, Chuck. Go bye-bye. Next, Robert Osborne. I know, he related to Ozzy. I don't know who this man is. Host of Turner Classic Movies. Nobody watch that. Nobody care. You're dead. Get over yourself. Next, Don Rickles. Oh, yeah, very funny comedian. Yeah, he tell a lot of jokes that you can't even say anymore. He was pioneer, this guy. I like you, Don Rickles. I'm sorry you had to go. Next, Peter Hansen. I don't know who this is. General Hospital. That's one of those stupid shows on the daytime that women watch when they should be working. I don't care about this man or his stupid shows. Die. All of you need to die, you soap opera people. Dorothy Mengering, David Letterman's mother. Do you think I give a fuck? You're not a celebrity. You just popped out David Letterman out of your vagina. You are not special. Your old lady, Dave Letterman, your son, is on my Deadpool too. He needs to go too. Please let me know when David Letterman is gone because he's not funny. Charlie Murphy, yes, Eddie Murphy's brother, very funny man on the Chappelle Show. Very sorry to see you go, you funny black man. Next, we have Erin Moron. Oh, sorry, that's Moran. Oh, that's an honest mistake. She was Joni on Happy Days, and Joni loves Chachi. Well, Joni also loved alcohol, and that was the problem, and she's dead at 56. Bye, lady. We don't care. Christopher Boykin, he was on the Howard Stern Show. He was big black. I remember this guy. They give him a bunch of MTV stupid shows, and that's why he died, doing dumb stuff on MTV. MTV kills. MTV is bad. You should not watch ever. Michael Parks, I don't know who this man is. He was in Kill Bill, a Quentin Tarantino movie. I guess he might be molested by Harvey Weinstein or something. Whoever this man is, 77, dead. One thing's for certain, Tommy Wiseau never been molested by Harvey Weinstein, never. Say what you want about The Room, but Tommy Wiseau will never be molested by another man. That's for the weak and the stupid. Next, Powers Booth. What a stupid name. Died at the age of 68. If you die before 70, something wrong with you. He's a character actor, had memorable roles on Nashville, Deadwood, 24. If they're so memorable, why don't I remember them? Next, Roger Ailes. Oh, he's the big fat fuck. He was Fox News founder. Yes, I know this guy. He's a big pig. I don't like him. Next, Roger Moore. Yes, James Bond. Those movies are so awful. I don't know why people like them so much. They get worse each time. This guy, Roger Moore, was nothing to me. Jared Martin. The guy from Subway. Yeah. Oh, no, that's different. Jared. I don't know one from the other. Who is this guy? Died of pancreatic cancer. I almost wrote that in the movie. I definitely have pancreatic cancer. It just didn't work out, so I just switched it to breast cancer. That sounded better. Michael Nance, who the hell is that? Former Bachelorette contestant. Oh, he's one of those stupid assholes on one of those stupid shows. He's not a celebrity. Why is he even on this list? This guy is a whore. I don't care. Nobody cares. He shouldn't even be on there. Some of these people accomplished something. This guy was a whore, and that's all he was. We shouldn't celebrate whores so much. Danny Diaz, another one. I don't know who this guy is. He was only 34 years old. Like, yeah, he would have got me 66 points, and I know who he was. He was on Road Rules Extreme. Oh, my God. Another reality show. Come on, people. This should not fucking count. That's like, you know, putting a homeless guy on the list. Who cares? We don't miss this man. Nobody misses him. Roger Smith. Nobody cares about anybody named Smith, all right? There's only about 5 trillion people named Smith. Unless it was Will Smith, I don't care. Glenn Headley. Headley, that's a funny name. Died at age 63. She was 2-time Emmy nominee. Oh, she didn't win an Emmy. She's a big loser. Why do I care that she's dead? She should be dead on the inside. Now she's dead on the outside too. Adam West, yes, very funny man. I remember Batman, yes, on TV. Kids don't remember that. This man was Batman. Not all these idiots they have in the movie. This guy was the Batman. Also on Family Guy, very funny man. Sorry to see him go. Bill Dana, another old fart I don't even know. Let's see, he died in 92. He became one of the biggest comedy stars of the 60s. Yeah, I wasn't around then, sorry. With his Jose Jimenez characters, he's a white man playing Mexican on TV. That's racist. You're racist, sir, and you needed to die. Steve at First, yes, I remember from Animal House. He was fat guy on Animal House. That's all he's ever going to be remembered for. Even though he's done television, nobody cares. You're the fat guy on Animal House. That's it. Stevie Ryan, VH1 star and YouTube. Oh, anybody on YouTube don't count. Come on. That's worse than reality star. YouTuber, VH1, what are these things? These things are nothing. You are nothing, lady. You should be dead because you accomplished nothing. Nelson Ellis, True Blood, Complications, Heart Failure, 39. Damn. These guys need to take better care of themselves. They need to run more. Martin Landau, yes, very funny man. Sorry to see him go. 89 years old, been in lots of movies. Very talented motherfucker. This is a real actor. These YouTube people, not real anything. Harvey Atkin, he was on Cagney and Lacey, that show about the two lesbians, and nobody cares. He's 74, died of cancer. See, cancer, very scary thing. I was on to something. John Heard. John Heard what? I heard John died. So I heard. Jude Foray. Yeah, she's an old lady that did female cartoon voices in the 40s. I remember. Anything that Mel Blanc couldn't do, Jude Foray did and not get credit for. Sorry to see you go, you very funny old lady. Sam Shepard. Acclaimed playwright. I don't care about playwrights. They do nothing. You died at 73. Well, good for you. Do you want a medal or something? You're dead. Dick Gregory. Oh, yeah, another black man. A lot of black people die this year. They need to take better care of themselves. Died at 84 years old. Very talented man. Sorry to see him go. Next, Jerry Lewis. Oh, nobody's gonna miss this unfunny piece of shit. Oh, this guy was terrible. He had those telethons for muscular dystrophy and raised a zillion dollars and it went nowhere. Go, I'm so glad. You're Satan, man. You are Satan. I'm glad to see you go. And so is Dean Martin. I'm sure he'll kick your ass in hell. Jay Thomas. Oh, I remember this guy. He was a DJ on Power 106. He was the white guy on the black station. That was hilarious. Totally out of place. Then he started thinking he was Howard Stern and he wasn't. He died at 69 and nobody's gonna miss him. Fuck you, Jay Thomas. Tobe Hooper. This is the guy that directed Texas Chainsaw. Not too bad of a movie. I could have done a lot better, but he didn't come to ask me about it. But I respect this man. Sorry to see him go. Next, Richard Anderson. I don't know what he did. He played stuff in the 70s. If I didn't see it on TV, then you didn't make it. Come on, that's the rule. Shelley Berman. This is a man named Shelley. I don't respect men named Shelley. Sorry, you have a girl's name, and men should not have girls' names. Harry Dean Stanton. Now, this guy was a good actor. He was in one of my favorite movies, Repo Man, but then he ruined his career and did Pretty in Pink with that ugly Molly Ringwald and was never heard from since. Sorry, Harry. Sorry to see you go. Hugh Hefner, this guy is one of my heroes. They called him a misogynist. They say he victimized women. Well, who told those gold diggers to stay in his mansion for nothing? Wasn't him. It was all their idea. Sorry to see him go. Ann Jeffries, another one on a soap opera. I don't care about soap operas. This is not real acting. This is not talent. These people are lower than YouTubers. Monty Hall, yes, the host of the stupidest show on television, Let's Make a Deal. These stupid idiot people dress up in costumes, begging for money, and this guy waving money for, hey, get the money, jump, puppet, jump, and get the money, cheap, 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 get the money, and they never get the money. This guy was a ridiculous man.
Next, Tom Petty was a rock and roll singer. Well, I guess it's a good time to tell you as any. Your music sucks. Glad you're dead. Goodbye. Ralphie May. This guy was a fat motherfucker. Who the hell didn't think he wasn't gonna die? I'm surprised it took that long. This guy was fat, and that's all he ever talked about in his act is how fat he is. It's like, I could see that motherfucker. You're standing right in front of me, taking up all the sun. You're fat, and you're dead. Next, Roy Dotrice. Another one who worked on Game of Thrones. Don't care. Michael Knight. Project Runway. Come on. How gay are you? You're on Project Runway. You should be dead. Anybody I've heard of? Oh, Robert Guillaume. I know who that is. He was Benson in the 80s. Yeah, horrible show. Sorry you had to go. Sorry that's what you're most famous for. That show was terrible. Brad Bufonda. Well, Bufonda you. Who the fuck are you? Veronica Mars. I don't know what that is and I don't care. Next. Anybody else? Wendy Pepper. Who the fuck are you? Dr. Pepper's wife? I don't know who this Wendy Pepper. She's famous for appearing on the first season of Project Runway. Another goddamn reality star. I don't care. These people are not actors. They are not celebrities. They shouldn't be considered as such. Anne Wedgeworth. Another one I've never heard of. She died at 83, so she must have done something. Was best known for playing Lana on the ABC sitcom Three's Company. No, I don't remember that. It must have been in the last year when the show was terrible. Earl Hyman. Well, there's another funny name. He was on The Cosby Show. Okay, good for you, whatever. David Cassidy of the Partridge Family. Yeah, you're a piece of shit. You're not even a real musician. I'm glad you're dead. Peter Baldwin. We have enough Baldwins already. We need another Baldwin. No, we don't. We need Baldwins like we need a hole in the head. Della Reese, big fat black woman. Oh, I thought that was Aretha Franklin. Sorry. All right, Touched by an Angel. Yeah, another terrible show. Sorry that's what you're known for. Who's next? We're almost at the bottom of the list here. Let's go. Fucking website taking dump on me. I can't figure this out. Okay, Jim Nabors. Oh, yeah, Gomer Pyle. Yeah, great fucking show. Golly, yeah, that's just great. That's all you're known for. Andy Griffith, Gomer Pyle. Yeah, you great man, great actor this guy is. Dick Edberg. Anybody named Dick has soft spot in my heart. He was a sportscaster. I don't know what he sportcasted for. A bunch of stuff nobody cares. Indiana Hoosiers, the California Angels. Yeah, I don't care about these people. At least he didn't broadcast lacrosse game. I'll give him that one. All right, finally, we have Rose Marie. I think she was actress a million years ago on black and white television. Yeah, she was on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Is that not the best name in the world or what? Dick Van Dyke, you can't even say that name. Everybody get offended. Dick Van Dyke, you have to bleep it out when you say it. She was 94. Sorry to see you go. And that, my friends, is who died this year. Who cares? People die. Get over yourselves. It's no big deal. Life is short. I'm fed up with this world.
All right, and on that note, I'm going to retire Tommy Wiseau for the night. That was fun. Before I started the podcast, I was watching this footage of this fucking PC game that came out revolving around the room that I didn't even know existed. Came out in 2010. And I was watching the footage of this and laughing my fucking ass off. Like somebody made a game about The Room and it followed the movie exactly. And it put in a lot of extra stuff too to kind of fill in the plot holes that Tommy left. I was dying. I was falling out of my chair. So I thought, well, you know what? That Tommy Wiseau accent really rubs off you. I thought I'd just record the podcast like that just for fucking shits and giggles. It's the last one. Who gives a fuck? If you don't like it, fuck you. But this last thing, I need to get back into angry mode here. Because it's from CNN, and CNN has become pretty much the Us Weekly of news. Not relevant, trying too hard to now relate to younger people. And they have an article here called The 18 Things to Look Forward to in 2018. Oh, really clever, 18, 2018, I get it. Well, let's see. What to look forward to in 2018? The Winter Olympics. I don't give a fuck about the goddamn Olympics. What I do care about is how they ruin the towns that host them. And by the way, CNN is trying really hard to relate to younger people by the way they write this article. It starts as, whether you've arrived at the finish line fresh and invigorated for another trip around the sun, or are so exhausted you may wheeze out your actual soul, 2017 is done. This is from CNN. That sounds like some hipster douchebag, you know, writing a college paper. Luckily, there are all kinds of cool and important things to look forward to in 2018 to mitigate all of the things you'll inevitably come to loathe and dread as the year progresses. So next time someone says, do we really have to go on living for a whole nother year? What? Who the fuck is going to ever ask this? Do we really have to go on living for another whole year? Well, you could kill yourself. I'll keep on living. Comfort them by mentioning these existed-friendly events, innovations, and observances. Go fuck yourself. This guy is AJ Willingham. Anybody that uses their first initials, go fuck yourself. And they start with the Winter Olympics, and he writes, once every 4 years, the global powers of the world, well, that part of it's right, band together in an ongoing diplomatic effort to decide what exactly curling is and how it ever became a thing people did. Well, you know what? There are a lot of fucking events in the Olympics where you could ask that same question. Bobsleds, luge. I mean, who the fuck would do these things outside the Olympics? 2018's festivities will take over the city of Pyeongchang, South Korea for 2 weeks and utterly fucking ruin it. One extremely chill story, again, trying to pander to young people, the women's Nigerian bobsled team will compete. Oh, for fuck's sakes. Basically, what they're saying is, hey, look, black people in a sled. All right, number two, a royal wedding. Oh, fuck, tune me out, please. See what they write about this. Prince Harry and literal American dream. What? Literal American dream. What's literal about it? Who's dreaming about this? Meghan Markle, by the way, this picture of her is not at all flattering. We'll get hitched in May. I'd say get married, get hitched. Trying so hard to sound hip and failing miserably. Reports are it will be an intimate casual ceremony at a rustic little chapel in Windsor Castle. Yeah, it won't be a fucking media circus or anything. For Americans, it's a fantastic excuse to wear a funny hat and drink alcohol before noon. What? What the fuck are they talking about? Shut up. Moving on. Number three, and I wonder if they're being sarcastic about this. Really, really good movies. If you want to make the most of 2018, you should probably just glue yourself to a movie theater seat. Oh, fuck that. I don't sit in movie theater seats. You can't help be glued to them because they're always fucking sticky. Black Panther comes for your soul in February. I'm sure it's not a movie about the Black Panthers. It's another fucking superhero movie. And anything it leaves behind will surely be snatched up by Avengers Infinity War. I'll be missing that. Elsewhere, A Wrinkle in Time drops in March. Don't care. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. Don't care. And a new 50 Shades movie. Okay. Moving on. Number four, the Frozen musical. I mean, who cares? I mean, I'm guessing this is supposed to be a funny article, but this is just pathetic. Frozen hype is an infinitely renewable resource, and next year the feature-length earworm, which I've never seen and don't ever care to, will come to Broadway. Yeah, that's how he spells it. While this is very exciting and cool, said nobody, please remember to be safe. Seek immediate medical help for a Let It Go sing-along lasting more than 4 hours. This guy really thinks he's hilarious. Ain't nobody laughing. Number five, the World Cup. Oh, for fuck's sakes. Is it that time again? I don't care. It's soccer. It's fucking soccer. I don't fucking care. It's soccer. It's fucking soccer! I don't even need to read the bullshit they wrote. Fuck soccer, all right? Fuck soccer. It's right up there with lacrosse to me. I ain't watching it. Number six, regular people going to the moon. Well, nobody's been to the goddamn moon yet. When would regular people start going there? In 2018, Silicon Valley startup Moon Express says it'll definitely, in quotes, land a craft on the moon. Yeah, sure it will, just like we did last time, right? Paving the way for a generation of rich space casuals to populate it like it's the last trendy New York City borough. If the moon mission is successful, it would be the first private company to land a craft on the moon. No, it would be the only company to land a craft on the moon. The company's final goal? To get folks on the moon and to mine it for natural resources. Well, you know what? If we could do that, why don't we send our most annoying people to the fucking moon and leave them there? Death row inmates, bad drivers, obnoxious actresses that never shut up. Just send them all to the moon and fucking take off. Must see TV. Oh yeah, TV has just been so great lately. It'll be a good year to vegetate in front of your television or chosen device if and when reality gets unbearable. That's any year, isn't it? Steel yourself for more Black Mirror. Actually, that show is pretty good. I'm not going to lose sleep over it when it comes on. It'll come on when it comes on. I'll watch it when I goddamn feel like it, just like any other show nowadays. A Handmaid's Tale. I ain't watching that. The last season of Veep. Ain't watching that. Westworld. Don't care. And season 16 of American Idol. That shouldn't even be fucking happening. They got rid of American Idol. Who brought it back? Some noteworthy new shows to look out for. Black Lightning, a Dynasty reboot. Again? How the fuck many times are they going to reboot that piece of shit? Nobody cares. And The Alienist. No, I'll pass. Number 8. Are they serious with these now? Petting a headless robot cat and shaming yourself into eating better. Okay. Let me guess. This is in Asia somewhere. Do we live in a world of transcendent progress and innovation, or an increasingly inhuman techno-dystopia? These are the types of questions you could ponder as you stroke your headless purring therapy cat. One of the many new tech gadgets from Japan. So, they lost out on the electronic market, so now this is what they're fucking left with. That'll make its way into the mainstream next year. Nobody's gonna get this. What the fuck is this? Other innovations include a scanner that can count calories, a robot babysitter that appears to be a highly evolved Roomba, and the advent of ear prints as opposed to fingerprints as a security method. Oh, great! More invasions of privacy. Fuck you! Number 9, a royal baby. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. More royal family bullshit! As if the British monarchy hasn't entertained us enough lately. They've never entertained me at all. The only thing that would entertain me is if they all drop dead at once. Prince William and Duchess Catherine, I mean, why? Why does anybody fucking care? Are expecting their third child. Well, great. Too bad you had two already. Now go die. I'm telling you, die. All of you. All right, number 10. Tesla's truck stuff. Where are your stereotypes now, America? What? Fucking guy makes no sense. A pickup truck and other larger vehicle concepts from the eccentric Duke of Electric Cars have been a long-rumored, oft-ridiculed concept. Even if trucks aren't produced in 2018, and they won't be, we'll get some solid details. Well, why even include this? They're really trying to pad up this story with bullshit. Midterm elections. Oh yeah, that's something Americans love to participate in. Midterm. They don't even know what they are, or who's running, or what. They never voted these fucking things. Ever, ever, fucking ever. Moving on. Scalp cooling for chemo patients. You may have heard of this new medical breakthrough before. Basically, it's a cooling cap that's worn before, during, and after chemotherapy treatments. Oh, yeah. This is the best that 2018 has to offer? This really exciting shit? Here's more exciting shit. Maybe a new Game of Thrones book? Listen. I don't give a fuck about the show. I never gave a fuck about the show. I'm not going to give a fuck about this book. All right? Not all of us are fucking Game of Thrones junkies, okay? Some of us, myself included, think the show fucking sucks. Number 14, flights to Antarctica. Oh, for fuck's sakes. You know, listen. Nobody's going to the moon and nobody's going to go to fucking Antarctica. And word of warning to you hipsters that might be considering this. There's no Starbucks there, okay? As a matter of fact, there's fucking nothing there! Unless you really like fucking penguins, and you can see those at the zoo. Alright, next. A time capsule opening. The Helium Time Columns Monument in Amarillo, Texas. Let me tell you something about Amarillo, Texas. There's nothing there, except a really good steakhouse, and nothing else. Is a neat structure that not only commemorates the discovery of helium, It also serves an extremely fancy version of a time-honored middle school tradition, the time capsule. When the monument was erected in 1968, a few time capsules were placed inside to be opened at 25, 50, 100, and 1,000 years. So obviously in 2018, a 50-year-old capsule will be open. And there won't be jack shit in there that anybody will give a fuck about. What, a cowboy hat and a bottle of whiskey? Come on, it's Texas. 16, a Titanic diving trip. Sounds like another hipster activity. Most people find the Titanic disaster at least marginally interesting. Well, yeah, until the movie came out. Yeah. But if you're one of the special few, special, who really, really is into its history and lore, and super rich, this news is for you. Starting in May 2018, super fans will get an opportunity to take diving trips to the wreck site. And hopefully, like the Titanic, they won't come back up. Shut up. 17. Esports take a world stage. For the uninitiated, esports is the sexy term. It's not sexy. For what is essentially competitive video gaming. Okay, you know what? Video gaming is not a sport. All right? I love video gaming as much as the next guy. It's not a fucking sport. All right? Even if you're playing a sports game, it's not a fucking sport. Shut up. And next, historical anniversaries. All right. Lastly, let us mark our tenuous yet immortal hope for the future by looking back at the past. 2018 will mark the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. It will also mark the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act of 1968. So get ready for some fluff pieces by CNN about those historical moments. Jesus Christ. Well, if that's what to look forward to in 2018, I say, let's keep 2017 around just a little bit longer, huh? Because next year looks like it's gonna fucking suck. But don't let CNN bring us down to their level, their obvious grade school level of journalism. Just have a good fucking year, all right? You control your own destiny. You control whether it's good or whether it sucks. Don't let the fucking news media and the politicians tell you it's gonna be a shitty year. Maybe it's gonna be a really good fucking year. Who knows? But until then, I wish you a happy fucking new year, and I'm going to get the fuck out of here. I've had enough of 2017. How about you? Will 2018 be better or worse? Well, that, my friends, is up to you. BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at BigAngryPhil.com. If you're on Facebook, well, I'm still not because I'm still fucking banned. Maybe next week or the week after, I'll finally be allowed to post. Well, gee, thanks a fucking lot, you fucking jackoffs. Until then, suck my dick. I'm on Twitter at The Big Angry Phil, Instagram Big Angry Phil, SoundCloud, TuneIn, iTunes, all homes to The Big Angry Phil podcast. Make sure you listen to and subscribe to The Tom Likas Show. TomEverywhere.com puts the app right on your phone. Subscribe to and listen to The Gary Duno Show, GaryDuno.com. That's it for me. I will see you next year. Until then.